Hi, it's Casey. Thank you for tuning in to Shine On. I love to have my mind blown, and I kind of had that happen with this guest today. Don Joseph Goey, director of the DeMello Spirituality Center. I never heard of the DeMello Spirituality Center, but Anthony DeMello, born in India in 31, groundbreaking in his blending of Eastern and Western spirituality. He was a priest. He founded the Sadhana Institute in India and published what some call masterpieces, two books, Awareness and The Way to Love. How have I not read these? These, along with 11 other books he wrote, have been translated into 21 languages. This Anthony DeMello inspired Thomas More. You know how I love him. He's been on the show a few times. And Paulo Coelho, who wrote The Alchemist. I'm just finding out now. The message of Anthony DeMello and the man to tell us all about it is Don Joseph Goey.
The DeMello Center holds the archive of the work of Anthony DeMello. Anthony DeMello was a Jesuit priest from India, and he had a big impact on spiritual and psychological thought in the world. And he died in 1987, but he's continued to have an influence. He's a best-selling author still, you know, internationally. He influenced such spiritual thinkers as Eckhart Tolle, Ajahn Sethi. So what the center does is to maintain that archive. We have a website that presents his audio files, his videos, excerpts from his writings. We put on workshops and we publish his books.
Okay, how did he influence you?
He influenced me by his process of awareness, by making me more and more aware through his approach of how I can get free of, you know, the stress and fear and depression that plagues everybody in everyday life. And we're capable of getting free of that and living a much more happier life. And he brought that to me.
All right. Well, I'm so grateful to know more about him and know more about you. So stop fixing yourself. Wake up. All is well. Do you see that as a problem, that we're addicted to fixing ourselves?
Yes, we are. You know, I think the one telling fact is that it's really hard to find a completely happy person. It's only 4% of the population that says they're completely happy. And the irony is, we were born happy. We were born free, but we have become trapped in very limited thinking about ourselves and our capabilities. We're born with this wonderful open heart that stress and fear shuts down. We were born gifted human beings of immeasurable worth, but we spend a lot of time feeling like we're not good enough. And there's this divinity that all the mystics and saints and psychologists talk about, a divinity of joy within us that's around us, surrounding us, that would make our lives meaningful and beautiful and rich, but we've become blocked from seeing it. So it's as if we've been hypnotized to see what's not there and not see what is there. And it all comes from the way in which we've been socialized, the way society has stamped into us the belief that happiness and self-worth are found out there in the world, and if we work long and hard enough, you know, success will come, and out of that, happiness and fulfillment will follow. But, you know, we've all swallowed that formula, and 10 years later, 20 years later, we realize that success has come, but without fulfillment. And that's failing at living. And yet here it is. It's this natural way of being that's resident within us. So waking up is a realization that, contrary to what society has taught us, nothing, absolutely nothing out there in the world can make us happy. And that success, although it's very important, of course, but success is not the same as fulfillment. Fulfillment doesn't come from the world. Happiness doesn't come from the world. Not the radiant happiness you see in children, you know, that's constant, that makes you smile for no reason, that bends you in an appreciative, positive, optimistic direction. That comes from within you. And the truth is, there's not a single moment in our life when we don't have all we need to be happy. And the only reason we're ever unhappy is because we're focusing on what we don't have rather than what we have right here, right now. And this new book, Stop Fixing Yourself, that I assembled from the works of Anthony DeMello, it helps us rediscover that truth about ourselves.
Okay, but what if I'm a jerk?
Well, that's a way of framing yourself. You know, I mean, the idea of stop fixing yourself means you're not broken. You're not some problem to be solved. There are behaviors that you can bring into awareness, and through the process of bringing those unfortunate behaviors that got programmed into you either through some traumatic event in the past or the way in which you came to see yourself, through awareness, they will begin to drop. And you'll begin to understand that you're okay. If there's a problem, it's the way that you were programmed to believe that without some thing or some person or achieving some result, you can't be happy. It's a false belief. And the more you understand that, the more it drops. And, you know, we don't acquire or earn happiness or peace. We have it already, even if we're a jerk. Mm-hmm. So you drop that false belief, and the struggle with the world drops, and the struggle with yourself drops, and peace arises all by itself. Happiness arises all by itself. It's natural. And all is well. You begin to understand all is well because you are. Even if things remain a mess, even if you tend to remain a jerk, all is well. And the more you relate to that, the more you bring that the unfortunate behaviors or the unfortunate way in which you got programmed into awareness, the more you get free of them until it completely drops, and this person that you were born to be and this experience you were born to have, this happier experience, arises all by itself. That's what this book is about.
There are people listening who are saying, I would love this peace that you say is in me. How do I find it?
Well, you know, one of the things DeMello said is that people ask him all the time, what do I need to do to change, right? And DeMello says, I got a big surprise for you. He says, you don't have to do anything. He said, the problem with most people is that they're busy trying to fix things in themselves that they don't really understand. So it's enough for us to simply be watchful and aware. Through awareness, you know, all that is false and neurotic within us begins to drop, as I've been saying. And in a few weeks, the quality of our experience changes. You know, we're beginning to respond differently to stressors. We're much more alive. Our eyes open to that truth that I've been talking about, that everyone is searching for, namely that fountainhead of peace and joy that hides in every human heart. And so the process of awareness is pretty simple. The first thing you need to do is to get in touch with those negative feelings, those negative behaviors that you're usually not aware of, that you tend to push away or repress, pretend like they're not there. And what negative feelings am I talking? Well, you know, hurt feelings, feelings of being nervous and tense and stressed. Maybe you're feeling gloomy, moody, feelings of shame, self-hatred, feeling that life is pointless, all that kind of stuff that runs through us. Bring those into awareness. And then the second step is to acknowledge that the negative feeling, it's in me, not necessarily in reality. You know, we think that the difficulty we're in is happening to us instead of in us. But what we are aware of, we begin to control. What we are unaware of, you know, that controls us. So the third step after that, after you've allowed yourself to get in touch with those feelings and own them, they're happening in me, not necessarily in reality. It's not reality to blame. The third step is to identify, not to identify with that negative feeling. You know, what do we say? I'm afraid. I'm really in trouble. I'm depressed. So DeMello's formula is, don't identify that. Your brain will take that information as you identifying yourself as that emotion. You're not an emotion. So what you say is, you know, depression's there, stress is there, it will pass as I open to it in this way, and it will. You'll notice that as you stay with it, it eventually dissolves and passes. And now you're free to choose your own experience. No matter what the problem you have, you know, Viktor Frankl, one of the great psychiatrists of all time, he said, he was in Auschwitz, and he said, when we face a circumstance that we can't change, then the challenge is to change ourselves. And what DeMello is saying, the way in which that change comes is through awareness, this simple process of awareness that I just outlined.
Okay. And you just blew my mind. We're talking to Don Joseph Goey. The book is Stop Fixing Yourself, Wake Up, All Is Well, by Anthony DeMello, edited by Don Joseph Goey. Don, you said the negative feeling is in me, not necessarily in reality.
Yes.
The negative feeling is in me, not necessarily in reality. So when something ticks us off or trips us up, it's triggering something that's already in us that needs to be released?
Yes. Yes, that's DeMello would definitely say that's the way to look at it. In one way of putting it, it's the universe or whatever force of love that created us tapping us on the shoulder, saying you need to look at this, and that's all you really need to do. You just need to look at it, and as you begin to look at it, you'll come to understand it. You know, if somebody says something that you take as an insult, you begin to understand, well, that's that person's problem. You know, they're having difficulty being a courteous human being. My reaction to it, my need to defend myself or attack back, that's my problem. And so that's in me. And if I use awareness to get in touch with that, to look at that, I don't react. You know, what I do is I begin to understand how not to get trapped in somebody else's neurosis.
This is so brilliant. The negative feeling is not necessarily in reality.
In reality, right.
It's in us. And if we stay with it and just look at it, just sit with it, do I have to talk to it?
Well, the main thing you have to do that people are uncomfortable with is to feel it, to feel what you're feeling. And to notice the thoughts that you're thinking that are generating that feeling. So that, you know, you begin to understand that, well, the facts are neutral. What has happened to me is basically neutral. It's the ups and downs of everyday life. This upset that I'm having in the way I'm relating to it, that's in me. That's taking it from neutral to something that I either need to attack or defend or suffer under. And so as you begin to understand that, you get free of it. The whole point in life, the whole meaning of life, is getting free of the ways in which we paint ourselves into dark corners. And the first step is, first of all, to be aware when that happens, aware of the feelings that are going on inside of us, watching the thoughts that we're thinking that are creating the story that are keeping us in that dark corner, and just allow that feeling level to rise, saying to ourselves, you know, as I look at this, I understand this has happened. This emotional reaction is mine. It's happening in me. It's not necessarily happening in reality. One of the things that DeMello says is that if you're all excited about going on a picnic and it rains, and then you get upset, is the rain to blame for your upset? The rain's just being the rain. Well, it's like that with almost everything in life. Mm-hmm. So you get to that point where you're saying to yourself, this is in me, not necessarily in reality. Now you've come inside. Now you're not looking outside of yourself for your salvation. You're looking inside. And then from there, you don't identify with it. You're careful not to say, you know, I'm depressed, I'm no good, whatever the identifying terms are. You don't say that. You say, okay, that's stress. Stress is there right now. And if I just stay with it, it will pass. Everything passes in life, especially emotions. And then suddenly you realize when it passes, you have more control than you thought you had. And at that moment when it passes, now you're in the position of choice. And the best choice to make at that moment is relax, take a breath, let your heart open. And what you will notice is that this feeling of peace, this feeling of happiness, this feeling of goodwill, this feeling of optimism will arise all by itself. And the more you do it, the shorter the process takes. Until at some point, the moment a depressing, fearful, stressful thought arises, it's going to paint you into that dark corner. The moment it arises, you shift out of it almost at the point of inception. And that's freedom. That's getting free from what from the suffering that your mind is about to inflict on you.
So what is this feeling of peacefulness that will arise inside of us? What would DeMello tell us that is?
He would say that feeling of peace is quiet. You know, our mind quiets down. Our hearts open, and when our hearts open, you know, always when our hearts open, we feel a sense of happiness. We feel a sense of contentment just for being alive, and appreciation for all that we have in our lives. That's what begins to emerge. And as we have that that higher experience, that better experience, that experience that everybody wants to have, that experience of happiness, we begin to have faith in it. We begin to believe, yes, that is in me. Up until that point, we think it's all stress, it's all fear. You know, we're running from this thing to that thing. We're trying to keep the wolves from the door. And suddenly, we come to the recognition there's no wolves at the door. There's just this opportunity for me to open my heart and open my mind, and in the peace and quiet of that, just to relax and to be, and to enjoy this moment here and now. That's what he would say it would be like. And the more you practice awareness, the more you will have that experience, and the more, you know, there's nothing more validating than when you have an experience of something. Up until that point where you have an experience of happiness or peace, it's all just theory. But as you begin to have that experience, then what begins to arise in you is faith. Faith in yourself, faith in what you are and what you're capable of, and you begin to lean into that. Now you're not undermining yourself with self-defeating thoughts and attitudes.
Where is God in this equation?
Well, DeMello would say two things about that. The first thing is he'd say the meeting place between man and God, women and God, is silence. You meet God in silence. And one of the very helpful things you can do for yourself in your relationship with God is to drop all your concepts about Him. God, you know, if you take a look, you step out into this world, you step out into nature, and you look at the bounty and glory of this thing called creation that we're all living within, how could we possibly define who created it and how they created it and who and what they are? So DeMello's thing is just to drop it, come into silence, and then you will have an experience of God. That and the other thing that DeMello says is that what will happen as you get quiet is you'll begin to understand that God is everywhere. He's in the trees. He's in this moment here and now, and He's in what you're beholding at that moment. And what you begin to understand is that so often you're surrounded by beauty and you're not even seeing it. And in that moment of quiet, your eyes open, and you begin to understand God's in everything, and especially in you.
All right. Well, that might take some time to get there, but I believe when you say it.
But you see that, but what DeMello would tell you about that is that that's a limited thought. It will take some time to get there. It could happen to you in the next moment. So be open. Don't limit yourself by a thought like that, because as you know, our brains respond to our beliefs, and so we get our brains wired to our beliefs. And so when you say it'll take some time to get there, well, and then you wonder, why is it taking so much time to get there? Well, maybe you ought to drop that thought and let your brain wire for it happening sooner than later.
Got it. Love it. You know, going back to the statement earlier, I love all of this, but the statement earlier, the negative feeling is not necessarily in reality, but it's in me. It made me realize why some person can be totally irked by another human being, like, oh, everything they do drives me crazy, but another person, it doesn't bother them at all.
Yes, that's true. That's a great insight of yours. And what does that tell you? Is that there's a choice here.
Yeah.
And there's a choice that other person's making that I'm not making. You know, and if you take it to the nth degree, you think of somebody like Nelson Mandela, who spent more than two decades in jail and emerged from that experience a better man, a much better man than the man who walked in. Whereas other people who go to jail, they come out and they go right back to the crimes that they committed before. What's the difference between those two? And it's important we look at that. You know, another example of what you're talking about is we think that a person who achieves great success, makes a lot of money, are going to be happier people. But you know, I've coached a lot of millionaires who you know, ended up in the middle of their lives and they hadn't experienced peace or happiness in so long they didn't even believe that it existed. You know, Tony Robbins says that success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure in life. And so, you know, we have to figure it out. What's the difference between my wife, for example, went to Burma years ago, and she went way out into the countryside, and she met this woman who had lived in a small little hut, you know, just boards for a floor, one of the happiest persons she ever met. And she came back. She's a psychotherapist and was working with clients who had much more in terms of material wealth than that woman had, and they were miserable. And so what is the difference between those two? Well, it's this attitude. And where does this attitude change come? It comes from bringing into awareness the way in which we're running a lot of negativity, taking responsibility for it, saying it's in me, not in reality, allowing ourselves to feel it completely, let it all up, and then noticing how as we, and not identifying with it, and notice how as we do that, it passes. And as it passes, it frees us for this better experience. It frees us, you know, as I said, when you find you can't change a situation, like with a person or like in this pandemic, now you're challenged to change yourself. And in that peace and quiet, when all the negativity passes, that's when you're able to make that choice.
Beautiful. All right. I think we did it, Don Joseph Goey. can you tell people where to get more information?
Yes, they can go to themellowcenter.com. If they go there, they and buy the book through that site, they'll get a free workshop, a video of DeMello conducting a workshop that he did at Fordham University out in the Bronx back in 1986. Thank you very much, Casey.
Thank you very much, Don Joseph Goey, director of the DeMello Spiritual Center. I'm going to visit the website. Check out that workshop. I'm going to get the app. I'll probably never use the app. So there's a DeMello International Center in New Bedford, Massachusetts, and the DeMello Stroud Center. That's in Queens on Second Avenue. And there's something else at Fordham. I think we're going to have to take a road trip. I just signed up for emails, and I'll hop on Instagram later. So there, I learned something new today. I didn't know about the DeMello Center, and I'm glad Don Joseph Goey was here to tell us about it. So it really got me thinking about that phrase, you know, you spot it, you got it. Did you ever hear that? The thing that bothers you most in other people, that could be something that maybe you have, but you can't see it in yourself, so you project it onto them. And that thought always bothered me because I don't want to be that blind. I don't want to think that I can't see the things in myself that are there. But then I got to thinking, maybe those things that are there in us, the things that disturb us are in us, but they may not be part of our personality. They may be in us because we're carrying it around. Something maybe we grew up with, or something maybe that was forced upon us, that's in us. So we recognize it elsewhere. And this sitting with it, the tool of awareness, could it be any easier than that? To just sit with it, sit with it, sit with it, sit with it. Because there's something in our human spirit that makes us push away, bat away, swat away anything that we're not comfortable with. We start to bleach it out. I know so many women are trying so hard to fix themselves. They're listening to all the meditations and reading all the books, and maybe just awareness, awareness, awareness is a path that would help them more. This is something we're going to talk about Sunday on the river in Verplank. I'm going to lead the Healer's Village talk. Sunday at 11:11. Find out more at casey.co. And our thought for the day comes from Anthony DeMello. I love this. If you find me charming, it means that right now, you're in a good mood. Nothing more. Shine on.